Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. That address is still the same. That's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And lo and behold, by the time this airs, you should have access to our brand spanking new website. So check it out. Let us know what you think. If there's anything that you'd like us to add, feel free to shoot us an email. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I read a report or saw a report the other night on TV talking about how more and more people are purchasing recreational vehicles and going on vacation that way rather than spending money on air travel and hotel accommodations due to the COVID-19 pandemic that is going on around the world. Many states, if you do visit their state, you have to be in quarantine for 14 days. Well, for a lot of people, that's their two-week vacation. So why be in quarantine in a hotel? Can't get out and do anything or see anything? Hey, might as well quarantine in a motorhome or a camper trailer. And that way you can enjoy the outdoors. You can enjoy the social distancing. And still enjoy time with your family. Happy to find this article from Business Insider. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, and that's going to be in the lower middle of the new landing page. You'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance, and it'll bring you to this blog post for today. Again, I'll have a link to the Business Insider article, so you could check that out. Highly recommend that you read all the tips. I've only got a few because I want to give you a taste of the full article. I want you to read the full thing from Business Insider. More and more people are purchasing recreational vehicles, as I said, rather than spending the money on air travel and hotel accommodations. These are just some of the tips from Business Insider. The first one is decide the type of RV, from pop-up camper trailers to full-size Class A motorhomes. Figure out what you want out of your recreational vehicle experience. From there, you can decide how big you want and what features will enhance your experience. I mean, are you looking for something, small just to get out of town, a roof over your head, a couple of beds, and maybe a camper stove or something like that, then you might do well with a pop-up camper or a small traveler trailer. If you want a little bit bigger experience, if you want like a home away from home, then definitely look at a fifth wheel or possibly even a motorhome. You don't have to go with a big Class A's. They got the Class B and the Class C, which are the smaller ones, which don't require a CDL. I think the Class A's require a CDL license to operate because they are so large. But you can get those smaller campers to just make it a home away from home or a hotel room on wheels, basically. So deciding what type of RV is the first step, and then the second step is how big do you want it and what features do you want. Again, do you want to stick with just a generic pop-up camper with two beds, maybe a table and a refrigerator and a sink and a stove, or do you want to go a little bit bigger, again getting a fifth wheel, which gives you a little bit more room, maybe has a full bathroom in it, a shower sink and a toilet. It's going to be up to you. Or do you want to just go with the, forget about towing it behind your vehicle, just going out and getting a motor home. That way you can drive it around and see the country and do what you need to do without having to unhook and hook and this, that, and the other thing. So first tip is decide what type of REV you want. Second tip is know the value. Do your research before you commit to find out what the average retail price of the RV you're looking for. They got RVTrader.com, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace. They're just all different avenues that you can search for as far as a particular RV that you're looking for. The article, there is a quote from the author of Camper Report basically stating that you never want to buy a brand new recreational vehicle ever. Just like with a brand new automobile, once you drive it off the lot, it loses about 20 to 21% in the case of the RV, loses 20 to 21% of its value once you drive it off the lot. So he's saying, get something maybe a couple years older, get something off Craigslist, RVTrader.com, or Facebook Marketplace. To find out what you want. And then using all of those different websites, you can find out what the average going price for the type of REV that you want, so that if you do see one that you like, you kind of know what they go for, and therefore you can negotiate the price if it's a little bit more than what the average sale is for that type of RV that you're looking for. The next tip that we have here is check the tires. Very, very important when it comes to a travel trailer, camper trailer, or even a motorhome. Check the tires. The recommendation here is make sure that you replace them every 5 years. Doesn't matter if the tread's still good. The likelihood of having a blowout, especially with a motorhome, is much greater. Reason being is for the most part, motorhomes are going to sit 3 to 6 months out of the year. They're not going to be driven or moved around. That could cause soft spots on the tires themselves. It could weaken the structure and cause a blowout. So they highly recommend that when you're looking at RVs, check the tires on the sidewall. It'll tell you when it was manufactured. If it was manufactured within 5 years, you're good. If the tires are over 5 years old, they still may look good. They may still have tread, but again, the camper trailers, the motorhomes, they sit a lot of the time. They aren't actively on the road, 365 days a year. So therefore, again, the structure and the tire gets weakened and likelihood of a blowout may happen. So if you do see an RV that you want, check the tires. If the tires are manufactured over 5 years, then you're going to need to factor that cost in with the purchase. And of course, you can negotiate that with the seller and say, hey, these tires are, 8 years old. They may look good now, but the recommendation is that they get changed every 5 years. And I've got to add that to my costs in purchasing this RV. So let's make a deal. So that's another feather in your cap, as it were, when it comes to negotiating a deal on the RV itself. The next tip I have for you is research the history. Just like when you're buying a used car, you can go to Carfax or VinCheck, a lot of those other places to find information as far as the vehicle itself. You can see if it's been in any accidents, if it's been rebuilt, if it's been stolen. And you can also check to see if there are any recalls on that particular recreational vehicle. So always do your research on the history of the recreational vehicle. Don't go with the seller's word that it was my grandparents and they only took it down to the lake once a year and stayed in it for 3 months at a time, and other than that it was just super clean and everything like that. Do your research. Again, research the history. And the last one I want to share with you is beware of scams. I mean, this is pretty much textbook nowadays, but always you need to be careful. If you're dealing with somebody on Facebook Marketplace, on Craigslist, RV Trader, if you're not dealing with a dealership for recreational vehicles, you never deal with somebody that's asking for a wire transfer of the payment or asks you to pay in a form of a check. Those are two red flags that there may be a scam going on, especially with the wire transfer. If somebody asks you to, I'll sell it to you. We just need to do a wire transfer through Western Union or MoneyGram or whatever. Just run away, because obviously that's going to be a scam. So stay away from that if at all possible. Again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, click on the Let's Talk Insurance section of the new website, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening to this podcast later on, easy enough, just do what I did before, click on it, it'll bring you to the blog, and then in the upper right of the blog is a search bar, and just type in RV buying tips, and it'll bring you to the show notes for today. Of course, I want you to go read the full article at Business Insider. I've only shared a few tips. There's 11 tips that they have, including ones about insurance. I didn't share that because I want you to read the article at Business Insider to learn more. So, again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web, brand new website, mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's mobile friendly. It's super. It's nice. It's clean. All the links work. So be sure to check that out. And then also, as always, you can give us your feedback as far as the website. Maybe you've got a show theme that you would like us to take on. Maybe you have an insurance question and are afraid to ask your insurance agent. Shoot us an email. We'll answer your question on our next podcast, or maybe build a podcast around your question. That would be a better idea. So you can shoot us an email too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very safe week, a safe summer, and of course, stay healthy. Take care.